Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today going to be a mixture of sun and clouds at a high near 64. Right now in Kenosha, 41 degrees, 44 in Burlington, Milwaukee 45, and it's 43 in Racine. There was talk last night about possibly rescinding the vote to fund the Phase 1 study on that proposed event center on Racine's lakefront. But the Common Council, as a committee of the whole, had no recommendation to the full body. Alderman Sandy Widener, who said she supports the concept, just not the reality with the city's current financial status, felt this should at least be delayed for a while.
And I don't think that some of the arguments that were made by individuals that spoke before the council 2 weeks ago regarding if we pull back on a developer, that no developer is going to want to do business with us. Because if you look at the history that ICC Corporation worked with this city and county for 2 years, and we pulled out on that developer, and we still are not having a problem getting other developers wishing to make a contract with us. So I don't think that should really be an issue.
Mayor John Dickard countered claims about the city's rising debt and that information about the project was not being provided.
We restructured our debt to a point where, if you look closely, just about disappears by the term of 2030. And in the next couple of years, it goes down to one of the historic low levels. Why does it do that? We structured it so that we could take on more capacity because, as Alderman Shakur, who has been one of the visionaries since then, in 2009 with the rest of this council, who have been supporting new developments and growth, we structured this debt plan so that we could have capacity because we knew that we needed to redevelop.
Development Director Amy Conley indicating the study's about 40 to 50% complete at this point.
Just based on the amount of work that has to be done and the deadlines we have to meet. For example, today we just had a meeting where we discussed the test fit of the building on the site. So architecture is more than 50% done. A lot of the structural engineering is done. So quite a bit has been done just in the last month.
Meanwhile, Alderman Q.A. Shakur, noting city government continues regardless of who's going to be in the mayor's job, said the event center could do a lot for the community with tourism and business. Now, former Racine Alderman Mike Shields did not attend his final council meeting last night due to a death in the family. He was the only incumbent to not be reelected. Recognition of his years of service may still be scheduled at a later date. Tonight's meeting of the new Racine Council will include the swearing-in of the aldermen from the odd-numbered districts, and that will include newcomer John Tate II in District 3. There's also the choice for council president that will take on new significance. With the eventual resignation of Mayor Dickert this summer, the leader of the council is to become the interim mayor until a special election. Alderman Dennis Weiser indicating he would seek the position for a third straight year. More passionate pleas to allow First Step service to remain open heard by the Kenosha City Council last night, along with calls to close the homeless shelter on 63rd Street before the aldermen unanimously decided to approve the shelter's license renewal but subject to a revocation hearing. Bob Waldron, volunteer spokesman for the shelter, urging the council to either approve the license or to defer action until a special hearing in the spring.
Now, I know many of you are saying, Bob, we've been here before and we've heard this before and we're tired of this seemingly unchanging situation. Well, let me just say, you aren't half as tired about it as we are. Now we are having new players step up to the plate. It's regrettable that it has taken a possible shutdown to convince the public and the government that First Step and the lives who depend on First Step need help badly.
Now, the revocation hearing could begin as soon as next Monday evening. The recommendation of the License and Permit Committee after the hearing would return to the full council for a final vote. Governor Walker in Burlington yesterday signing a bill into law that fixes Lydia Law, repairing problems with the original, which continued to make it impossible for children in the state who suffered from seizures to receive CBD oil treatments. Bill named after Lydia Schaefer, a 7-year-old girl from Burlington who had seizures and died after being unable to legally obtain that drug. Schaefer's mother, Sally, talking to reporters afterwards, says she wasn't bitter about the delays in getting the law passed and the problems fixed.
I don't blame the physicians, the legislators, or anyone for the death of my daughter. I am her mother.
Lydia's law legalizes possession of CBD. Parents still, though, need to obtain the drug from out-of-state sources. A drug 5,000 times more powerful than heroin, claiming its first life in Wisconsin. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office reporting 48-year-old James Kinney died March the 22nd from synthetic opioid in a drug called carfentanil. It's an elephant tranquilizer. USDA calling the appearance of this drug in Wisconsin disturbing. In Milwaukee federal court, Judge J.P. Stadmiller rules the original ordinance of sex offenders in the village of Pleasant Prairie was unconstitutional. It banned such individuals from living virtually anywhere within the village boundaries. It was a 19-page ruling that says the restrictions were imposed without the use of data to back up claims of harm to residents and instead simply going with local conjecture. Pleasant Prairie leaders approved an amended ordinance that included a reduced zone of prohibition after 9 affected offenders filed suit in federal court. Judge Stadmiller rejecting arguments that it rendered moot the claims made in the original suit. Village officials now reviewing that decision. Racine County Board's Committee of the Whole has a 5:30 p.m. meeting scheduled with state lawmakers at the Eyesgrove Auditorium. The agenda says discussion will include transportation funding, personal property taxes, 2017 through 19 budget items, and potential legislation related to county reserves. In Burlington, the 6:30 p.m. organizational meeting of the Common Council will include the oath of office to returning Alderman Bob Grandi, John Schultz, and Todd Bowman, and write-in winner Susan Kott to replace John Ekus in District 1. Burlington's council president will also be chosen. Well, President Trump's visit to Kenosha not sitting well with at least one city alderman. County Executive Jim Cruiser and Mayor John Antaramian have been invited to attend the event at Snap-on, but Alderman Scott Gordon is not happy. The city's alderman got snubbed on this.
It's amazing, for lack of a better word. Mr. Mayor, I appreciate you making the request for us to at least get an invite. I know some of us wouldn't be able to make it because of work tomorrow. But this is a sitting president. This is history in the making here in Kenosha. His motto, make America great again. Well, if we're not trying to make Kenosha great again here, what are we doing here?
Gordon calling it troublesome that the show will go on without them. And the Racine Traffic Commission is going to wait for some additional information ahead of deciding if a traffic safety modification or at least a study might be needed at the intersection of Lombard Avenue and Erie Street, where cars struck a home twice on separate occasions. Alderman Melissa Lemke said that more than one constituent raised concerns about traffic issues in general over on Erie Street.
Concerns about speed in the area. There is a house that's on the corner of, it's 601 Lombard, it's on the corner of Lombard and Erie, which a constituent reported to me that a car has hit their house twice. There's another house on the corner of Erie Street and Carlton, it's on the northwest corner, that's also reported that there has been a car in their yard, and they have since installed boulders in their front lawn to avoid their house being hit or something similar.
Commission Chairman Charlie French felt that a police department's history of the area would help determine a course of action. Request for a traffic study deferred pending more of that information from the police department. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section of it. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.